from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The arm of the Timmins Chamber of Commerce that supports charities has contributed more than $18,000 to two of them. Anti-Hunger Coalition Timmins was presented a check for $8,500 at a chamber lunchtime event. And Chamber President Dan Ayotte handed over a $10,000 check to the work of Sports for Kids Timmins.
Providing opportunities for the underprivileged children to participate in sports and activities they may not otherwise have access to. Their commitment to improving the lives of children through sports is truly inspiring.
During lunch, tribute was also paid to the 45 finalists for Nova Business Awards. They'll be handed out in May. A book reading presented on Zoom to elementary schools across Timmins is one of the activities planned for the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. Local Immigration Partnership Coordinator Ifoma Kazimauna says it will feature the book All Are Welcome by Alexandra Penfold.
The book is very inclusive. It's one that can show students what reality looks like, what schools are beginning to look like in Timmins, where different cultures, different ethnicities are represented.
Full details on all the events on March 21st and all the participants are available on our website. Numbers are not being released, but the Porcupine Health Unit says the rate of death from suspected opioid overdoses the last couple of weeks has increased. The PHU harm reduction team lays the blame on fentanyl that's laced with substances that make smoking or injecting it riskier than usual. It says there have been more deaths in its territory the last 2 weeks than in the first 6 weeks of this year. Health Canada has issued a recall for Yeti soft coolers and gear cases. They're described as various backpack and tote-style insulated coolers that use magnetic strips to close their compartments. Health Canada says the magnetic line closures on the 30-liter Hopper soft cooler and 20-liter Hopper soft backpack can detach, which poses a potential risk of serious injury or death if ingested. So far, the company has received one incident report in Canada, none of ingestions or injuries. Nearly 1,400 reports have been filed in the U.S. Health Canada says if you own one, stop using it and contact Yeti Canada for a suggested replacement of equal or greater value or a gift card. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.